Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. We all get the warning, brush your teeth or lose them forever, because once adult teeth come in, we're done growing anymore.
Why is that? And can we change this so that lost teeth can be regrown? New research shows one day that looks likely.
In humans, tooth growth is strictly programmed to a set number, and that's 32 adult teeth. In rare cases, some people grow extra teeth called supernumerary.
Researchers have been studying the genes and the molecular functions that stop extra teeth. They found a single gene behind it, the USAG1. It produces a protein that inhibits two signaling molecules necessary for tooth growth.
These two molecules are WNT and BMP. But they do not only control tooth growth, they provide a green or red light for other tissue growth as well. But when the gene USAG1 is present, these two signaling molecules can't work.
Here's where it gets interesting. Since both WNT and BMP are essential for tooth development, researchers tried removing USAG1 to see whether BMP would become active and promote new tooth growth.
Researchers used ferrets in the study since they have more human-like teeth than mice. When they stopped USAG1 from interacting with BMP, allowing it to activate, extra teeth began to grow in ferrets.
So, maybe it could work in people, but these are powerful molecules that could promote tissue growth where we don't want it. So the challenge is to only affect direct growth of missing teeth. Ask anyone with dentures and they'll tell you this technology would be a godsend.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.